I believe I can best highlight the difference between the generations by expressing myself figuratively. Butlers of my father's generation, I would say, tended to see the world in terms of a ladder. The houses of royalty, dukes and the lords from the oldest families placed at the top, those of new money lower down, and so on, until one reached a point below which the hierarchy was determined simply by wealth, or the lack of it. Any butler with ambition simply did his best to climb as high up this ladder as possible, and by and large, the higher he went, the greater was his professional prestige. Such are, of course, precisely the values embodied in the Hay Society's idea of a distinguished household, and the fact that it was confidently making such pronouncements as late as 1929 shows clearly why the demise of that society was inevitable, if not long overdue. For by that time, such thinking was quite out of step with that of the finest men emerging to the forefront of our profession. For our generation, I believe it is accurate to say, view the world not as a ladder, but more as a wheel. Perhaps I might explain this further. It is my impression that our generation was the first to recognize something which had passed the notice of all earlier generations. Namely, that the great decisions of the world are not, in fact, arrived at simply in the public chambers, or else during a handful of days given over to an international conference under the full gaze of the public and the press. Rather, debates are conducted, and crucial decisions arrived at, in the privacy and calm of the great houses of this country. What occurs under the public gaze with so much pomp and ceremony is often the conclusion, or mere ratification, of what has taken place over weeks or months within the walls of such houses. To us, then, the world was a wheel, revolving with these great houses at the hub, their mighty decisions emanating out to all else, rich and poor, who revolved around them. It was the aspiration of all those of us with professional ambition to work our way as close to this hub as we were each of us capable. For we were, as I say, an idealistic generation for whom the question was not simply one of how well one practiced one's skills, but to what end one did so. Each of us harbored the desire to make our own small contribution to the creation of a better world, and saw that, as professionals, the surest means of doing so would be to serve the great gentlemen of our times in whose hands civilization had been entrusted. Of course, I am now speaking in broad generalizations, and I would readily admit there were all too many persons of our generation who had no patience for such finer considerations. Conversely, I am sure there were many of my father's generation who recognized instinctively this moral dimension to their work. But by and large, I believe these generalizations to be accurate, and indeed, such idealistic motivations as I have described have played a large part in my own career. I myself moved quite rapidly from employer to employer during my early career, being aware that these situations were incapable of bringing me lasting satisfaction before being rewarded at last with the opportunity to serve Lord Darlington. It is curious that I have never until today thought of the matter in these terms. Indeed, that through all those many hours we spent discussing the nature of greatness by the fire of our servants' hall, the likes of Mr. Graham and I never considered this whole dimension to the question. And while I would not retract anything I have previously stated regarding the quality of dignity, I must admit there is something to the argument that whatever the degree to which a butler has attained such a quality, if he has failed to find an appropriate outlet for his accomplishments, he can hardly expect his fellows to consider him great. Hey everyone, thanks for listening to my little podcast here. This is where I narrate passages from my favorite fiction books. If you like it, please rate and review it for me. And if you want to get in touch, find me on Twitter. It's at KGAO, and on my website, kevinhabits.com.